You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Do you know what's going to make my day? It'll be if this message helps you to find hope, enough hope to get you through the coming days. If I can help you to that hope, then my day's been made, and so is yours. There are people who face each day with hope. They're like unsinkable Molly Brown. When they're down, they're not out. When they look at the glass, it's half full, not half empty. They never have partly cloudy days. Their days are always partly sunny. Pollster George Gallup recently told a Southern Baptist Urban Ministries conference that fewer than 10% of Americans are deeply committed Christians. These people are a breed apart. They are more tolerant of people of diverse backgrounds. They are more involved in charitable activities. They are more involved in practical Christianity. They are absolutely committed to prayer. Also, he said, they are far, far happier than the rest of the population. You can be one of those happy people. We can't remove many of your problems. They're a fact of life. But you can make a change in the way you confront your problems. That's the critical point, not the world around you, but the way you react to the world around you. As you confront your life and your problems, you can be a person of irrepressible hope. There's no reason on God's earth why you cannot have a hope that cannot be repressed, a hope that cannot be restrained, a hope that cannot be confined. No reason on God's earth why that can't happen, because this is God's earth. You are God's child. God has shown you His love through Jesus Christ, and God's Spirit wants to lead you through this week. There are many ways by which people pursue hope. Some are simply born with hopeful, radiant personalities. No matter what kind of personality you've got, you can have irrepressible hope. It'll make my day if you take your hope from your loving God and from your Savior Jesus Christ. I received a letter in the mail the other day from Mr. Wally Bronner of Frankenmuth, Michigan. Mr. Bronner included a little tract entitled, Have a Nice Day. The tract, written by George Sadler, tells the following story of irrepressible hope. One day a man met a Christian and said, Good morning. Thanks, he replied, but actually every morning is a good morning. That's hard to believe, said the other. What do you mean? Well, the Christian replied, I'm confident that God sends each day for my blessing and that nothing happens to me that is not part of His wise provision and will. So, every morning I praise God, whether it rains or shines, or whether things appear bright or dark. That's irrepressible hope. Irrepressible hope is, I think, a result of you knowing your schedule, the schedule for your whole life. The Bible says in the 4th chapter of the book of Hebrews, there remains, therefore, a rest for the people of God. There are three things here about your schedule. First, it says there's a rest. Well, that's a good thing. No need for me to expound upon that. Secondly, it says that the rest is for the people of God. That does require a few sentences. The people of God are the people of Jesus Christ. True, we're all children of God. He made us all. But we've all sinned. In countless ways, we've disobeyed our Father. We've disowned Him, kicked Him out of the house, kicked Him out of our hearts. God, however, comes after you. God sent His Son Jesus to die and rise again so that we might be brought back to God. That's why the people of God are the people who look to Jesus Christ for forgiveness and life. So, what have we established thus far?
There is, first, a rest. Secondly, the rest is for the people of God. And now, thirdly, this rest remains. That is, it's in the future. It's not now. It's coming. And we call that rest heaven. If you want to have an irrepressible hope, it's important that you consciously see heaven as a part of your life schedule. And that's true for young people as it is for old. Don't see your life as just here and now. Don't see your life as simply waiting for nothing more than the weekend. Don't view your life as years of work and then retirement. And please, don't get into a conversation like this one. Hi, how you doing? Well, I'm alive. And then you say, that's better than the alternative. No. When death comes to the Christian, it is the start of heaven. If you've laid your sins at the cross of Jesus Christ, if you trust the resurrected Jesus for life, then you'll be home free. That kind of whole life scheduling can give you irrepressible hope. For the follower of Jesus Christ, life is always getting better. What's your problem now? What's getting you down? Remember that the critical factor is how you respond to your problems. It's not the problem as much as how you respond. Jesus Christ conquered death and offers you eternal life. So keep that in mind as you confront the temporary problems of your earthly life. But still, heaven seems so far away, doesn't it? If you're elderly, it's not that far, and many of you can't wait to get to heaven, and that's hope. But for the younger people, heaven may seem far down the road. There are immediate, pressing problems that sink our hope. It's not that you don't believe in heaven. You do believe that Jesus died and rose so you can be with him in eternal joy and life. You believe that. But there are these pressing, immediate problems that are killing your joy. How can you get irrepressible hope and get it now? The answer is mini vacations. These days, many people take mini vacations rather than one long extended yearly vacation. They do that because they want to spread the good of a vacation throughout the year. Christians who understand God's gift of time have access to an irrepressible hope that can keep them going all year long. If you plan times each day and week to pull your mind and body away from work and pressures, to be at rest with Jesus, you'll find each day more endurable. You'll face your problems knowing that in a few hours, a few days, I'm going to be out of here, and I can rest with pleasant thoughts about my God and my Savior. Plan mini vacations. Plan time apart with Jesus into your daily schedule. You'll find you have irrepressible hope. That rest of these mini vacations is to accept Jesus' invitation, come ye apart. That rest is to get away from the problems of the workaday world and to be with Jesus in devotion. That rest not only gives you hope for the immediate present, it also helps you to get ready for heaven. Live your life day by day. Know that you have heaven waiting for you. But also confront each day with the knowledge that at the end of the day, or tomorrow, you've got rest coming. You've got a little spiritual mini-vacation that you've built into your schedule that will give you irrepressible hope to confront the day. And every one of those spiritual mini-vacations will remind you of eternity in heaven, and that will help add perspective to your immediate problem. Well now, I'm approaching the end. I'm almost finished with this message and also with the messages for this month. This month we've been talking about rest. Each week we've looked at different aspects of our busy schedules, and each week we've heard in different ways that great invitation from the Savior, come ye apart to a deserted place and rest a while. As I was thinking about today's message, I started to wonder. I asked myself, Have you told the people some practical things so that they can begin to practice Christian time management? Or, and this was my fear, have you put some nice platitudes out there about how busy we all are and how Jesus says, "Come unto me and I will give you rest," but you haven't really given your listeners some relevant practical suggestions? That's the question I put to myself. It's a question that every pastor should ask as he prepares his sermon. Earlier in the message, I mentioned a poll by the Gallup organization. That same poll found that 70% of the respondents want to believe that life is meaningful and has a purpose. 2/3 of those people believe that most churches and synagogues are not effective in meeting your desire for a meaningful life. Gallup also found most of you want to feel that your faith is growing and you want practical help in developing a mature faith. So I went back and read the Lutheran Hour messages for the last 3 weeks. I discovered 2 things. First, I found that yes, there were some very practical suggestions in those messages about Christian time management. I also realized something else. You may have missed the practical things that I suggested. The reason for that is you can't stop the radio. You can't say, "Wait a minute, Dr. Meyer, would you please repeat that?" You're sitting there listening, and I'm talking. And if you don't catch something the first time, or if I don't repeat it, it is gone. That's true of all radio. That's also true for TV. But that's not true for reading. One of the wonderful things about reading is that you can read at your own pace. You're not forced to go at my pace or the pace of the producer of some TV show. When you read, you can go at your own pace. If you don't understand something, you can stop, reread the passage, mull it over, and move on only when you're good and ready to move on. That's a wonderful thing about reading. And by the way, that leads me to believe that reading will never be replaced by radio or TV for people who think. And you're a person who thinks. So, what does all this have to do with Christian time management? Just this. You probably missed some of the specific suggestions of the past 3 messages. So, I want to send you something. I've prepared some specific suggestions for you called Come Ye Apart. These are specific suggestions about Christian time management. They are interspersed with Bible verses and brief prayers. If you write to me, you'll also receive printed copies of the 4 messages that I've delivered this month. Those messages and the pamphlet Come Ye Apart will give you the opportunity to read at your own pace and to implement in your personal schedule some specific suggestions about Christian time management. Come Ye Apart will be sent to you free of charge. If you send a donation, fine, thank you. But you don't have to. Just write and ask for Come Ye Apart. Later, our announcer will give you the address. I and my co-workers want your schedules to express the irrepressible hope that Jesus offers. You can find that irrepressible hope by looking forward. Look forward to heaven, because, as the hymn says, that is your home. Look forward also to the time in a few hours or days when you'll take a spiritual mini-vacation, when you'll come apart to be with Jesus in rest. My brother is a track coach at Bloom High School in suburban Chicago. One of his runners recently won the Illinois State Meet. The Chicago Sun-Times ran the following story. Once he was convinced he could be a state champion, there was no looking back for Bloom's Joel Brooks. Maybe a peek here or there, but definitely no looking back. I didn't believe assistant coach Bruce Meyer when he said, "You could be the next state champion." I laughed in his face. It didn't take long for Brooks to see what Meyer was talking about. Since winning the Sterling Indoor Meet in March, Brooks was the unchallenged leader in the event. He won comfortably at the state meet. "I used to have a bad habit of looking behind me," Brooks said. I've got that habit out of the way. I'll never look back again. You want hope? You want to confront the problems of your life like you've got a tiger by the tail? Do you want to be one of those 10% of the population who are far, far happier than the rest of the population? Do you want to know that every morning is a good morning, a day that you're confident God has sent for your blessing? Then look ahead. There remains, therefore, a rest for the people of God. Let us, therefore, be diligent to enter that rest. Look ahead. You're on your way to heaven. Look ahead. Put mini vacations with Jesus into your daily and weekly schedules. Doing that, you'll have irrepressible hope. Amen.